One night we was playing songs. A big old girl comes strolling along. Tall as a barn and just as wide. Looking like she had a fight inside. I know it's gonna end up being me. Floor. That's when I just start staring at the floor. Both the boys cried, we are hits. Come here, honey, and scratch my itch. I know it's gonna end up being me. Your mouth and make me your wife. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me. I know it's gonna end up being me. 10 years gone and truth be told, a big loving woman never gets old. Skinny women like the wiggle and twitch, they're harder to scratch cause they don't itch. I know it's gonna end up being me.
The local media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So keep out
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, which is also where MegaRockRadio.net resides. Then on the beaches of San Diego, California, we have RootaRootRadio.com, and the highlands of Scotland, XRPRadio.co.uk. And buildthescene.com/radio. And then there's that oldies station that I still don't know what time they're playing the show. It's overnight. It's oldiesxl.com, I believe, out of Philadelphia. I don't know how we fit in there, but they asked. I said yes. This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 632. And with me tonight are Josh and Jessica from God Hates Unicorns.
Hi!
Okay, so first of all, they just sat and stared at the picture of the unicorn and you guys in a pile of humanity on the stage. I feel like you should explain what was going on there.
She was trying to cop a feel.
No. So
you know, there's a picture that I took where it looks like the opposite thing was trying to
That's the thing.
That was right after that. I was trying to, you know, return the favor.
The photo, this is not a working thing. Bill took this photo. Thank you so much. That was at Deutschtown, and we had a great show. Marcus's son, Dirk, was our unicorn, and he was over the top. So it was really super fun. We were like, hey, be a unicorn and dance around and get everybody jazzed up. And he body slammed me. Like, body slammed me. And it was the best thing I could have ever asked anybody to do. It was it was such a beautiful moment, and I'm so happy you caught it on camera.
Yeah, and the second photo you have of it was me trying to catch her.
But that's not what it looks like. I believe that's what you were doing, but that's not what it looks like.
That is what I was doing. I'm a gentleman first.
He's a gentleman first. That was a wild. These are not working microphones.
But that's hilarious. No.
All right. Fine. That was a wild show. I'm so glad you were there to see it. Yeah, I mean, the whole day was a crazy day. And then our set really was so much fun. If you were able to be there in Georgetown, like, God love you. Thank you for being there. And thank you for experiencing the madness that it was.
That was a very interesting day just for me trying to get from stage to stage with all my times changing on where I was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. It was a monsoon.
And then poor Bill. Like every 10 minutes, I'm like, we're doing this time.
Oh, I was getting that from multiple bands.
I'm like, no, we're not actually. We're doing this time. And then I'm just like,
I actually ended up taking your photos after a band that I was supposed to take photos of before you.
Leprosy.
Yes. And there may be a picture of Jess with leprosy and a band photo floating around somewhere.
Somewhere in the cyber worlds, yes.
Is it like a Porta-Johns?
Yes.
Yes, same idea. It's one of those four pictures of Jess, except she's, well, they're superimposed on top of Jess.
Yes.
I should have had my camera out last Saturday, Bill, because we went to a beer fest. And I could have got a bunch of Porta-John photos of Jess.
Oh, no. We did, and we could have, but
it was really fun.
We went to Barrel and Flow, and it was an amazing event. And it was an event that I was like, I'm going to put my camera away. Because
I was going to say, I thought I saw a post where you basically signed off.
Yes, like, I did.
I'm done for the night.
I am done.
That was like 5 p.m.
It was. But it was fantastic. So if you're interested, follow them. Like it was a great.
By saying that, I did actually take pictures, so I will post those tomorrow.
No, that is unfortunate. Anyways,
so all kinds of things have gone on since the last time we talked, Georgetown.
Yes.
And you're up for a few awards. I tried to put links for all of them, but I don't think I got them all. But I put your link tree, so they're all there, sort of.
That's all that counts. Yeah.
You're what, up for best album?
Best album, unsigned artist, and rock band.
I think, this is where this gets tough for me because I know so many bands. I can't remember which one, but I voted for one of them as you. But I don't remember which category.
That's the one that I'm super pushing for is the best album, because the other ones, I mean, they all have like competition that I'm like, I really like you and I would super vote for you, but I just can't. But yeah, best album, maybe. I don't know. But Bonnie's great too.
Yeah, but the album is kind of like the recognition, because the rock band is, you know, it's I don't want to say generic, but like there's so many rock bands in Pittsburgh. And then like the unsigned artist, we came in second last year. It'd be great to place again. We have an award somewhere. We do have the award.
Oh, look, it's right there. Nice.
The local album is kind of like more of a, like, hey, your music is actually pretty awesome. Like, you know, it's more like less of a popularity contest, more of like a recognition of the work we've put into it. And that would be the one that'll be like nicest to win. I'd love them all. And we'll take them all. We're gonna win them all. We are
confidence there.
There's nobody else. You know, there's just nobody else.
There's a lot of other
people. They're not important. I mean, we love you, but you're, you know. But the local album, I think, will be the one we like the most, because it's like, because we put a lot of work in that.
That was a lot.
That was like a year or two of our lives putting, you know, work into a release. So that'd be kind of cool to get, even though it was like a year and a half ago. It still counts as the album of the year because of COVID.
Right. COVID did mess everything in the whole wide world up. But
Except us. Made us better.
Except us.
Yeah, her.
So, Jess, I'm pretty sure this week I saw you holding two different magazines that you're in.
I did. And the most important one was the one from Artistic Platforms, First Angel Media. It is a photo that you'll probably recognize. You were there for it.
I was.
you did, but take it. And that article was about you, because you are an amazing photographer in the scene. And the whole magazine was about First Angel Media. And hang on.
She's going to pull that. I was actually hoping she would talk about the other one. But yes, the First Angel.
Oh, the other one's called Cherry.
No, it's not called Cherry. Shut up. So I'm going to talk about this one.
That took a second.
It's been a while, right?
Not for all of us. Anyways.
High society? What was it?
Shut up. We have this one. This is so amazing. And there's a really nice.
Centerfold?
Nope. It's not like that. So Bill has a great spread of articles here. And this is Artistic Platforms magazine, and it's all about First Angel Media. I have this one with me.
Mine is over there on the end table.
I didn't get one.
Well, get one then.
Okay. Got one.
All right.
Hey, now Jess needs
one. The other magazine was for Panic Terror Films. Drew Moreland, thank you so much for including us. I don't have that one with me right now, I don't think. Anyways, but is not the magazine, but
listen, for those of you that do not usually watch the video, you just listen to the podcast and radio show, make sure you watch the video this week. Because you have to see what she's reacting to.
But that is an independent magazine. They're a film company, Panic Terror Films, and they spotlight a lot of amazing artists. And some ones that are bad. And we're in that. So
it's a good subgenre of Cherry.
It's not a subgenre of Cherry. We have a write-up about our band, which is very nice and fully clothed.
Oh, you guys. No. You guys just got done recording an episode of your podcast, correct?
We did.
Yes, we did.
Who were you chatting with?
We were chatting with my buddy Doug. He runs a Space Rock Barbecue, a big giant party he does every year. He hasn't done it in a few years because of the pandemic, but we're doing it at his party this year in September, and he has a new band called Brain Dead Genius. And we're just talking to him. I was catching up with him, and it was nice. Like, yeah, he's getting back in the role, you know, the swing of things. And
yeah, it was really cool, and we're really excited to get on that show. Like, if you're willing to do a drive and you're cool with us, send us a DM, because this is going to be the party of the end of the summer.
You pitch a tent, I mean, like a tent, and then you could stay on the property if you're cool with us.
Yes.
All specific.
No, any of the people involved. But you're listening to this, so DM us if you're interested.
Who else have you guys spoken to recently? And wait, before we even go there, I need you to give the name of your podcast, which is like 3 hours long.
Bands and artists we like and support that aren't as good as God Hates Unicorns.
We might shorten it to Gaudy.
I feel like that's a Chuck's Beta album title.
Yes. We're going to think about shortening it.
Maybe like God Hates Podcast.
Yeah, God Hates Podcast. But does it lose some of its magic? I don't know.
Yeah, because like the whole point, not the whole point of it, but like the shtick. The shtick is that like we're like these schmucks. Yeah, well, the point of the podcast initially was like, hey, let's just be some schmucks who are like, hey, we're better than you. Or, hey, we have that attitude that we're better than you.
Yeah, but now, I mean, it's very obvious that we're not. And we're not. And we have had some amazing...
Oh, we've had some almost as good as people us on there.
More good.
We've had people who are almost as good as us on there. They were very close.
Let's talk about the people.
Who are almost as good as us?
Mm-hmm.
We had Sierra Sellers.
Certainly.
She's almost as good as us. We had Alexa Terrestrial. She's close.
We just recently had our friends Hemlock for Socrates.
Yeah, and Fall Off the Earth.
Fall Off the Earth.
They're almost as good. They're getting there.
We had
more practice, they can get there.
They're already certainly better than us. Bump in the Night Society.
They're not even a freaking band.
Well, they're better.
They wanted us to go do things with ghosts.
They didn't.
They did. They were like, anyway, hey, you know what you should do? You should go seduce some ghosts.
We had Leprosy on. I'm in their band now.
Yes.
He's in their band now.
We have photo proof.
We have photo evidence of that.
So that doesn't count, though, because you're in the band. So that makes them almost as good as us. Yeah, we had a bunch of bands that were almost as good as us. It's very hard to get there.
It's not even bands. We had Jonna.
We had Jonna on.
Jonna.
I haven't watched that one yet. Don't tell her.
But, like, she doesn't even play an instrument, so she can't be better.
You don't know that.
I mean.
She sings, actually.
Okay.
She is... I just learned something, I think. She is a backing track on a Chip in the Charge Up song.
Really? We had Chip in the Charge Up song.
We had them on there, too.
I want to say she's on Front Row. She sings back up in that.
Yeah. They're almost as good as us, too. They're getting there. They'll be on our level pretty soon.
All these people.
Now we jest, but we love all these bands and artists and ghost hunters.
Yes.
Who try to like trick me into like.
No, nobody's tricking you into anything. Anyways, we've had a lot of great. I mean, I could go on forever about the people that we talked to. We've talked to like 50 people now, and it's so exciting. Like, that was one of my favorite things about being in this band and being able to have like this outlet to talk to people, because I've met so many amazing artists and people that, you know, from all different genres, from everything that they're doing. It's like you have the painters, you have the...
Even Kala was good.
Kala was great. Oh, my God. Anyways, Kala, you're great. Anyways.
No, piggyback, yeah. Not to interrupt, but piggyback. It's great meeting new people. It's great, you know, talking shop with people, you know, who are you know, doing their best to be as good as us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's an amazing ride and we enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think the problem with shortening in the name is actually like, it fits the two of you together. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to, I mean, when I put it on the First Angel website, and tried to put it in the menu, and it's on two different rows. Yeah. That annoys me. But but I don't know if you can really shorten it.
Yeah, I don't know that we can either. Like,
it fits what we're doing.
It does. Unfortunately or fortunately.
Yeah, we pigeonhole ourselves.
I get it.
But what's nice about bands and artists we like and support that aren't as good as God Hates Unicorns is that it is encompassing everybody. Everyone.
Yeah, we're all inclusive.
Thank you, Dennis.
You guys are not as good as us.
No, that's not true.
Well, you just said that. You said it's all encompassing, which means everybody.
You're hearing this, Mariah Carey.
Just saying, like, that's what you said.
Let me ask you a question. let's see how this goes. I want you to create another band in the vein of God Hates Unicorns from the local music scene, but none of the people in GHU can be in the band.
Oh, okay.
We'll go back. Yeah. Want us to go back and forth and pick members?
Yes.
Sure.
Rick Dean.
What's he doing?
He's singing and farting around.
Singing and farting around. Okay, I am going to go Tammy.
What's she doing?
Guitar.
Nice. I'm going to do...
Wait, Tammy from...
Formerly Murder for Girls, yeah.
Okay.
Matt Ferranti is going to do drums because he can do anything.
Huh.
Every time I turn around, he's playing drums for somebody different.
I know. It's just like, you might as well have Matt Ferranti because he's going to do anything.
This weekend, I think he played for 13 Saints, Dirty Charms.
Did he?
Yes. Almost positive.
I'm trying to figure out a bass player here.
Okay. Because you can't pick Matt.
I can't pick
Matt.
He's the best
bass player in the whole wide world, Matt.
I'm going to pick Bala.
Nice.
From Understatement.
Okay.
Because I think he has the right attitude and fun-loving spirit to be in God Hates Unicorns.
He does have a fun-loving spirit.
And he's cute as a button.
He is cute as a button. We think you're normal. Who else is going to be in there?
We got to pick you.
No, you can't.
No, pick your replacement.
Oh, okay. My replacement.
Me. Rick is me.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
And Marcus. So probably I'll, he's as good as both of us. Yeah, because I've been thinking about this.
I'll pick.
I've been thinking about her replacement for a while.
Anyways, I'll pick Caitlin Bliss from.
That's a good.
From Anxiety at Best, yes, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
I was thinking about Everett, too, for bass.
Yeah, Everett could be on bass.
So, William Harbiden. You guys familiar with him?
No. William Harbiden?
Yep. He just popped up. He says, hola. He is an OG Pennsylvania Rock Show guest. Back in probably 2004. Yeah, 2004. Like, so the very first year. He was in a band called Fountain Infinity.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. At one point, his Facebook name was Justin Time, T-Y-M-E.
Yes, we played a show with them with my previous band, Debutante, at Diesel, and we got in trouble for lighting fires.
He's currently in the band Ghostlight Labyrinth.
Okay.
I've heard of that.
What was the previous band, William? I'm trying to remember.
Oh,
that's Bill to you.
Human.
No, William Haberden.
Oh, William. Okay.
He was in Human Something. I can't remember.
Centipede.
No, definitely not.
He was in Human Centipede.
He was in Human Centipede.
And that one was weird.
Yeah, it wasn't as erotic as the second one.
It had its own appeal.
It did.
Thank you, William Harbiden, for being a human centipede.
It had a niche market. And gone. No, I played a show with his previous band as well, as in God Hates Unicorns.
I'm trying to think. It was Fountain Infinity, and then he was in, they left, and they went to California. Mm. And that's when they were the band with human in the name. I can't remember what it was. He came back. Oh, here we go. Human Animation Lab. The Art of Burning Bridges.
Art of Burning Bridges is what I played a show with. Yes.
There he helped us out.
Burning Bridges. The Burning Centipedes.
So yeah, when I say OG, I met him at this, I wasn't say the Zippo Hot Tour, but I don't think it was that. It was, Emergenza Festival at the 31st Street Pub. And it was either 2004 or 2005. Having seen you guys a few times recently, the two of you are very interactive on stage with each other. Has it always been that way, or did it just click one day?
It's kind of been always that way. As soon as me and Jess got together, we started, we hit it off right away.
Yeah, he's always been mean to me.
I've not always been mean to you.
No, he's always been mean to you.
She brought a whole bunch of wrestling mats to my house one day.
No, he brought them from work.
Oh, no, no,
I didn't bring those.
This is my story. Can I tell my story?
You can tell your story, and then I'll tell
Let everyone know my truth.
That's not... You can't say it's your truth when it's not the truth.
Let everyone know my truth. She brought a bunch of, like, mattresses and, like, foam padding and stuff to my house one day.
No.
And she was like, let's wrestle in the basement. And I thought that was kind of weird. I was like, that's a weird thing to do, right?
Any of that.
And then I was like, but, you know, for the art, I did it. I was like, you know, this is for the art. I will oblige. I think it might be fun. It had a different element.
May I tell my truth?
You can tell your truth now.
Okay. So, as soon as I started, he was always mean to me. In fact, we would have people commenting from, like, other countries about how mean he was to me. He was so mean to me. And
who's coming from other countries?
Unsigned.
On a music video.
Oh, then that is because you were mean.
That's a music video. It's not like we're talking. Like, why is he so mean to you?
People say that anyways. But,
Go ahead with your truth.
The actual truth is, we were thinking about different things because we had the Not Your Day song, which is a song about a man who is like trying to drug and overcome a woman, but the woman is victorious and kicks his butt. And that is the reason we started thinking about like, oh, we should have like a full on fight for that. Because, you know, it's like, yes, you win, and we could fight it out.
And she could beat me up on stage.
And I could,
Josh, I have seen her step on you, so.
I am the victim here.
No,
so whatever,
whatever, as I just
so everyone knows, explained. I am the victim here.
He was the one that started it. But
she brought this over to my house. Like, here's
he brought those items to
like,
work.
She's like, I'm bringing wrestling masks to your house.
And
I'm kicking your ass in your own basement.
I did not do that. He got those on his own accord.
Demoralizing.
From his work and said that we were doing that. And I thought it was unusual, but I really wanted to make it in this band.
That's not how I remember any of this.
Well, that's your own personal.
I'm misremembering
issue.
All of this because I remember like
you need to go.
You
talk
like
to somebody
I'm gonna
that.
Kick your butt in your own basement.
Never did that. Never happened.
It happened.
All right. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna take a moment. We're gonna listen to Capital I, and we'll be right back.
Like hell, we're not gonna have a country.
just do it.
Again, you have to turn the video on. So we're back. That was God Hates Unicorns. I'm keeping that. God Hates Unicorns, capital I.
Acapella.
Acapella version.
So what do you guys have coming up besides winning all those best of awards?
Goodness. We have a cool show we are doing with the Doug we just talked to, but we have some other stuff coming up as well.
Yeah, we have Rocktoberfest.
Rocktoberfest! I'm so excited! That is going to be...
Bria and possibly Emmeline are going to go to that with me.
We are going to be camping out there. We are going to... Well, I'm just planning on, like, volunteering my human body in whatever way it needs to be done. Like, I'm just so excited to be a part of that event, and I'm so excited
to
who, that...
To whom?
To anyone who needs it.
All right.
Specifically, no, I was, like, meaning, to like, summer.
I was confused by that.
No. I meant, like, I mean, I will do merch.
I'm doing the same, but the exact opposite.
I don't know what that means.
I'm vaulting my human body to anyone else, not with merch.
Not with merch. Okay. So, we're so excited for that opportunity. That's our first event with the Rock for Life show, and that's obviously huge. We love Summer and Matt. Can't wait to have them on our show soon, and that's going to be an incredible event. And then we have another really amazing event for Some Die Nameless on the 22nd, which is the half-covered Halloween.
And who are you guys half-covering?
Primus, which will be insanely fun.
It will be.
Like, people are like, you're doing Primus? That's a big task. We're like, no, we'll be fine.
We're fine.
Matt's good.
Matt's good, and somehow I'm able to be less enough.
She's Jess Claypool.
Jess Claypool.
Are you dressing the part?
Yes.
Yes, we're all going to. I still need to figure out what I'm wearing, but everybody else mostly has their outfits.
Yeah, well, I don't yet, but I want to wear.
We got to get it together.
Yes. And then we'll have a single out in October, too. I'm not sure what day yet. If you want to pick a day,
what we do on our podcast, is that we force the person that we're talking to release the thing on the day we say. And
it happened once.
God loves Skies of Terra. They did it.
It might happen twice. Fall off the Earth.
Fall off the Earth. I still have it in my calendar. It's the 28th of this month. Fall off the Earth. You better release something.
If you want to pick a date late October. If you want to pick a date in late October, Bill.
This is tough. I have three October dates that are really easy for me to remember.
Okay.
So Kelly and I got married on October 20th. My brother's birthday is October 21st, and Kelly's birthday is October 23rd.
Oh my gosh! All right.
Well, the 20th is, I think, your one you kind of go to. So we're gonna try to like have that ready for that.
For which one?
Brain Dead Planet, not Brain Dead Genius.
Don't go to the wrong place. Which date did you say? October what?
20th.
October 20th. That is going to be our release date.
So let's see, that's 2001, this will be 2022, so that'll be our 21st wedding anniversary.
That's awesome.
Anyone who's watched our shows knows that I don't hit first.
Physically?
I get attacked.
No.
Violently on stage.
By
somebody who has no regard for my well-being whatsoever.
You as a person with your mouth that you have on you, that is not the case. Anyway.
You're saying words hurt?
They do.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to have words hurt.
Well, thank you. I accept that apology. My favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip.
That hint was not for me, Josh. That was 100% going to you.
You should get that for me.
What?
My ice cream that I like.
I didn't get you nothing.
Oh, see, he's not nice.
I have ice cream on the fridge.
What is it?
It's not mint chocolate chip.
Well, then he doesn't like
it. It's white chocolate, which is good.
I don't think it is. I think it's probably vanilla.
No, it's white chocolate.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of those triple chocolate cones. Oh. With like the milk, white, and then dark.
I feel like that's a lie.
Mom's a lie.
She is. She's not very nice. Anyways.
We have rainbow sherbet in our freezer.
Ooh.
What's your address?
It's very fair.
What's your address? That's okay. She's driving.
I'm not.
A little bit. Mm-mm.
So to give you an idea, when I took photos of you, it was a 50-minute drive to Deutschtown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're dedicated to some crappy bands like us. You're like, hey.
The other ones were better.
I mean, I'm sure. No, they were because they were on our podcast.
Were they all on? Let's see.
Most
you ready?
Of them most were, of them most were. Of them
let's see. Were. So we had Skylight.
Of course.
She was in her band.
Skylight, we love you.
I'm going to say his name wrong. Sachem.
Sachem.
Yeah. We had him on.
Of course. And actually, wait. Before. No, you can't see anything. But his fiance drew our coloring book.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've seen our coloring book, but it is a masterpiece. It is
We have limited supplies, so get in our Facebook DMs. If you want one, we'll get you one.
Yes, it is an
error. They're very, very, it's for all ages.
It's not. In fact, like the people that I work with.
It's not.
And I would say, like, hey, I will send you this coloring book. Don't have your kids color it. And then they'd send me pictures of their kids coloring it. I'm like, no, that was the opposite of what we wanted. We didn't want the kids.
I mean, to be fair, they kept the glory hole clear.
We did.
It is the title of your album.
It is.
Yes. That wasn't a cuss.
It wasn't. And we're all trying our best here. But we did. Jenny is her name. Jenny Kammermermer. And she gave us options for the glory hole photo. And she gave us one with it empty and one with it full. And it was a horse situation.
Okay, then.
And we did choose the one.
I picked the empty one.
Everybody unanimously picked the empty one. I did as well. I was like, Jenny, I'm so proud of you.
The best part is she knows that you're shaking your head no, and she wasn't even looking at you.
She does. And I mean, she is a singer in the church, and she did that for us.
Yeah.
So that is like a very big deal.
We're not the like the normal.
We're not her normal clientele.
We're not her normal creatures.
So far we're 2 for 2, right?
Yeah.
2 for 2? Yeah. I think I'm gonna Rover.
Rover.
See? Yeah, it's Rover. On Facebook it's Rover the Band, if you want to look them up.
Yeah.
Rover the Band?
Okay.
Rover the Band. And then let's see, so that was 4 o'clock.
Oh yes. We're talking about the Witch Town.
I skipped Murder for Girls. But they ended up being later.
Yeah.
So it was Murder for Girls was 3. Then it was Rover at 4. Then I had 5 off. And then 6 was supposed to be you.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't.
7 was Leprosy.
We had that one.
Yep.
And then I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. But I guarantee that this last band I'm going to say you have never had on. They're called... J. Roger Davis and Black Forest Ham.
We just had them on yesterday.
We didn't have time. But
I think they've only played like four shows, and I've taken pictures of two of them.
You say Jay Forrest Ham and what?
Jay Roger Davis and Black Forrest Ham. But that's Black is BLK.
All right, we're going to have to. That's a great name.
Yeah. And I kind of want some lunch meat sandwich.
He doesn't eat meat.
Really?
No.
No, I'm a vegetarian, but I'd still eat like fake lunch meat for them.
We ate fake lunch meat for the Chipped Man music video.
Yeah, the Chipped Man music video where we're eating fake lunch meat.
Fun fact.
Yeah, if you didn't know, now you know. I'm going to have you tell you a story real quick.
What's the story?
One of our last podcasts.
Oh, go ahead.
This is a great story, Bill. Everyone's going to love it.
I have to relive this story.
Is he telling it or are you?
I'm telling it because he's going to go pee in the stationary tub again.
Oh, that story.
So Brian Sykes, who is our friend. Hi, Brian.
Start the beat.
You gotta start it. Sometimes he has to stop it, you know. Sometimes he's starting it, sometimes he's stopping it. Just depends on how he's feeling, and that's okay. Anyways, so before we were Soup's friends, we were on the podcast remotely, and before I was Soup's friends with Josh, I didn't really know him all that well. We're sitting in my basement, and the way that it works is that you can't really get around people. So it's a one-hour podcast. So start the beat, talking to Brian, having a good time. Can't make it an hour. He's got to pee. To the point where he's telling me, he's like, I'm not going to make it. I'm like, all right. Can't get around me. Go in the stationary tub next to us. So he does, and he does. And he does. And he does. For like a minute and 40 seconds, he does.
That's a loud lot of urine.
A loud. And I'm sitting there on this podcast, which I don't know Brian at the time. And I'm like, it is.
Could it be heard on the podcast?
I don't think you can actually hear it. It was so just a hair, but it was so loud to me. And I'm like, this man is just the loudest peeing next to me while I'm trying to be on this podcast that I'm excited to be on, and it's like never ending.
Did you tell him how you gave me beers all day?
You brought beers over and drank them.
And then you gave them to me.
No, you brought them and had them.
You see what I'm dealing with here, Bill? Like, this is like deflecting always.
So what's going on here? Those of you that have not seen God Hates Unicorns live, if you're watching the video or even listening, you're really witnessing what happens on stage during their songs.
Him being mean to me.
I said on the podcast, I remember saying we lucked out during the pandemic when we got you. You know, you're a great addition. Thank you.
Well, you didn't say this on this podcast.
No, I think I did.
Well, now you did.
Well, I implied it. and then how, like, you know, you used to bring over stuff to fight me in this.
I didn't do that.
And
so I don't know. There's evidence earlier in this show where he said it did happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. He brought it from work. He brought it from his own work and said we were going to wrestle. And I'm like, I guess we are.
Okay, we want to wrestle.
Check, please.
It's a little late for that.
Oh, man.
We're all in good fun. And, you know, I mean, I am. I don't know what's up her alley, but...
Would you like to answer that, Joshua?
I would not. I'll let you handle that one.
He always says
I'm inclusive. I'm trying to be like, you know.
You can't say anything without him being like, oh, I'm a god. Yes, Doug. Thank you for that great question, and your answer is yes.
Maybe we should tell him what the question was. He said, does Josh regularly claim to be God?
Yes. Always. Always.
It's not a claim if it's true.
No, it is not true.
Prove it.
Josh, do you hate unicorns?
Yes.
Proved it!
I mean,
got it!
I'm just saying, like, there's a whole...
Well, that's all the proof we need, folks.
Yeah, we found Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, man. I used to be so into Carmen Sandiego.
It's less about you, more about me, like, being nice to you.
You're really nice, and you're a god. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all of that. Anyways, Carmen Sandiego was awesome.
Yeah, she really was.
That's it.
Do you realize we're an hour in and I've only asked one question?
That is horrifying. Ask another question.
I mean, the show, when I put it out, is an hour long. I've asked one question and we've played no music.
No, you did. You did play.
She danced.
Okay, I asked a couple.
Capital I. A cappella.
That was great.
Which is similar to Carmen Sandiego because they have the a cappella band Rockapella that does the intro. So that's, it's bringing it together. Anyways, what would you like to know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're an open book, Bill. You know that.
So what band can you not have on your podcast because they are better than you?
Oh.
Well,
we don't have. How long do we have? I mean, this is gonna be. This is gonna take a.
First of all, let's just go through the bands we've already had: Sierra Sellers, Lexa Terrestrial, like all the bands that we listed prior are the bands we can't have on our podcast. and that's just, you know, but the thing is, they're good sports, and they have to understand that that's the name, and they can't change.
Are we going from Pittsburgh or just in general?
You can't have Paul McCartney on the podcast.
We're better than Wings.
Oh, that's the one word I said not to say.
I'm sorry. She said Paul McCartney. I'm
sorry. Listen. If you can get Paul McCartney on your show, he's friends with Dave Grohl, who I've been trying to get on my show. So when he's on your show.
He's literally Dave Grohl.
I'm not Dave Grohl.
People think he's Dave
Grohl. Does kind of look like Dave Grohl, but
so mean.
It's not mean. He's a good looking guy.
Dave Hipshin from Neon Witch Parade.
I love Dave.
He looks more like Dave Grohl than you do.
In some pictures. I've seen pictures of him looking more Dave Grohl-y. I've seen some pictures of other Dave looking more Dave Grohl-y. I'm just saying, pictures.
Dave Grohl-y.
And both of them have been looking Dave Grohl-y in their own ways.
Okay. Well, Pittsburgh bands that are better than us.
Lots of them. How much time do we have?
Well, I mean, we're already a minute over the hour show.
Well, we're going to be like 3 hours before I figure out one.
Well, you know, obviously.
Kidding. Everyone's wonderful.
No.
Everyone's wonderful.
Everybody who, first of all, Borstal Boys.
Who? Borstal kidding. Boys. I'm kidding.
Shut up.
I'm kidding.
Shut up. Dave Bizzard, he knows that I'm his number one fan. And Matt Franti and Rocky LaMond and everybody. I mean, they're great. You know, Matt has 1,000 bands, and they're all super, super, super duper good.
Wait. Borstal Boys, have you had any Mark's cookies?
I have.
I have not.
I have had a lot of Mark's cookies, and
I've had half of one.
You've only had half of one. I've had so many Mark cookies.
So he brought me a 2-pack. At a show, because there were a bunch of people. He gave me 2. But I have 3 kids.
That's a problem.
So, I broke them in half. And I offered to give my wife the fourth piece, but she didn't want it, so I ate it.
Wasn't it like a dream come true? Mark Ponce. Oh, my God. Your cookies.
Now Josh feels left out.
You'll never get a cookie.
I'm never getting a cookie. No one likes me.
Mark has always been awesome. By the way, he specifically has been so nice to me and everything I've done, and I really appreciate him. And he's given me cookies, and he hasn't given Josh cookies, and Josh is mean to me, and I really like everything about that. But
I'm certain. I think we will establish.
I want to talk about real quick. Common Crown. Jennifer Craven is the coolest. This one time, first of all, she's just amazing. But
I showed you that picture I took, right?
Her hair.
No, not even that one. Hold on.
I saw a couple.
Let me see if I.
I want to tell you what she did for me.
Yeah, you do that while I get this pulled up.
So I posted this picture of me as a 14-year-old hugging a pool noodle of. A pool noodle, and the drummer from Korn was taped to the pool noodle, like a
Fieldy.
Not Fieldy, the David, yeah,
Silviera.
So Silviera, and I didn't know that at the time. I was, you know, 14, so I had the magazine thing taped to the pool noodle, and I posted me hugging the pool noodle at 14.
It's adorable,
and. She knew him. And now, yes, because they are in a friend band. And now I have a picture of Dave Silveira looking at me, hugging the pool noodle at 14 with a picture of him on it. And I will never be able to thank her enough for that, because that was an incredible moment in my life. It was like life went full circle.
Common Corn?
No, not a Common Corn. I do love Corn. I love Corn. Did you send it to me?
No. See, the idea is I want to talk to Dave Grohl about when he was in bands that weren't well known worldwide. And you know, I feel like he would be fun to talk about that with, but he never responds.
I'm going to message him right now.
I emailed his management one time. They didn't even respond and say no. They just ignored it.
We got a response from Mike Patton's label, so you never know.
We really did, which is weird.
Now, I have talked to Cordell Crockett from Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh, okay.
And I've talked to John Bechtel, who's currently the touring keyboardist of Ministry.
That's cool.
And Dave Hillis, who records at the Vault, who did a bunch of work on did you know that name?
I knew the Vault.
Yeah.
I was there.
Dave Hillis has credits with on 10 by Pearl Jam, to mention one that everyone will recognize.
I do recognize that. That's very nice.
But he was in Seattle when all the grunge stuff was hitting, and he was working in a studio. So you can find his name on a lot of that.
It's awesome.
He's a fun interview. And he looks like a wizard. So you guys should interview him.
We should interview him.
I'm with it.
We will listen. Anyone watching or listening, we will interview you. If you are as interesting as a wizard and or look like a wizard or a warlock.
That's a good point.
That's it. That's our criteria.
Yeah, no more, no less.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
We're going to get Dave Grohl. I'm going to message him. I'm going to be like, what's your deal? Why are you not responding to my friend?
I'm going
to
be in with a pool noodle.
We need you looking like Dave Grohl with a Dave Grohl on the pool noodle.
Yeah, beating him with it.
No, I know we're over time, but I'm going to be messaging Dave Grohl this evening, and
I'll do Pat Smear.
I would talk to him too.
Yeah. I'll email Pat Smear.
I feel like we could get some cool dudes.
I mean,
all we need is you in a bathing suit and a pool noodle.
I'm with that.
All right. That because right. I was yeah. also in a bathing suit.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Either you're gonna get Dave Grohl and Pat Smear, or you're gonna get me in a bathing suit with a pool noodle.
Either way, that's a
One
win.
One of those two things are gonna happen.
That's a win.
I mean,
if you have never seen the video where Dave Grohl talks about Taylor Swift saving him at Paul McCartney's house, you need to look that up on Google.
I will look it up.
And if you guys hang out, I'll talk more. But I'm gonna say that you're gonna hear some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, just in case that's really going to happen. But I'm not sure if I'm gonna play anything after this interview. We'll have to see. So I'll be as surprised as you. This has been episode number 632. With me tonight has been Josh and Jessica from God Hates Unicorns. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Phil, you're awesome.
Make sure you check us out each and every Friday and check out Three Questions and a Song on the 1st and 15th of each month. And Friendly Fire happens once a month and happens to be this Saturday, except it's just going to be me versus Tiz. No Cat, no Jonna. It should be interesting.
Oh, no.
And with that said, we will see you next week.
It's not that bad. This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.